Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Last week on the show, we spoke to Labor's candidate for the Mount Albert by-election, David Shearer. Well, it's been a fascinating week in what's shaping up to be a memorable campaign for all sorts of reasons, not least of all the government finally answering what's probably been the biggest question for many Mount Albert residents, road or tunnel. Whichever way you look at it, the timing hasn't been great for Nationals candidate, Melissa Lee. She was supposed to be here this week, but she decided for various reasons not to, and she's going to be here next week instead. So filling her shoes at the last moment, very appreciated for doing so, Russell Norman, Green co-leader and Green hopeful for Mount Albert. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Look, now, did you expect the campaign to go the way it has? Because I think it's become a more lively and more interesting campaign than anyone expected quite quickly.
Well, I mean, by-elections have historically been pretty interesting, but yeah, I agree. I didn't expect it to be quite this interesting quite this soon.
Now, look, we started off the interview with David Shearer last week by giving him some time to tell him about himself and why he wanted to be the MP for Mount Albert. So we'll extend you the same courtesy.
That's very kind of you, Damien. Well, my credentials, if you like, are that I'm someone who's pretty experienced in politics. I care deeply about sustainability and social justice, or sustainability and fairness. I think that the people of Mount Albert have had a pretty strong voice in Parliament, and I think that they deserve a strong voice in the future. As co-leader of the Greens, I offer that strong voice, and I think that there's some really important issues in that electorate, which the Greens, I think, have good positions on, in particular around transport, and that electorate's being hammered by transport. Also the issues around Auckland governance at the moment, which are a big deal, not to mention the changes to the Resource Management Act, our laws that protect our environment, because National's trying to change the Act so that community groups can't have a say. And community groups in Mount Albert are deeply involved in opposing St Luke's expansion, the Balmoral McDonald's, Eden Park, many will remember. So I think I'm a strong voice in Parliament for the people of Mount Albert on those issues. And, you know, I'm not a bad guy as well, like to think. You never know.
This is, though, you don't expect to win this. This is just a big branding exercise for you.
Well,
I mean, it's free publicity, isn't it?
Well, my original intention was to make it a three-horse race. I think we're actually starting to move towards a two-horse race. Melissa Lee has shot herself in the foot three times this week. And I think that I actually think Melissa Lee is pretty much out of it, to be honest. If National keeps her as the candidate, I think she doesn't stand a chance.
They can't really change her now, can they?
The extraordinary thing there is that we've got nearly a month to go.
Yeah, exactly.
It all seems to advance so quickly that it's hard to speculate on what's going to happen in the next month. But, yeah, I think you might be right about the nature of the race.
Yeah.
Now, I have to say that you were the first one to comment, first other candidate to comment when David Shearer officially announced his candidacy, and that was seen as unduly aggressive by some people, even in your own party, I think.
Do
you think you maybe overdid it then?
I do. What I meant to say, and it's totally my mistake, it's not the media misreporting me, what I meant to say was that he's the candidate of the grey right-wing machine of the Labor Party, because they've put him up. And instead it came out me saying he's the grey machine man, which is unfair, and I'm sorry about that.
Another critic was Gordon Campbell on Scoop, who has had ties with the party, quite strong ties in the past. I think he even worked for a wee while. He's quite critical of the way the party's going. What was your, what's your response to his criticism?
Well, I think one of the issues that has confused some people, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, I think politically people feel like we're putting out confusing messages, but I don't think we are. And the issue is around the memorandum of understanding with National, obviously. And we've been opposing National very vigorously on a lot of issues. We're not voting for their budgets, we're voting against them. But in some areas where we found some common ground, we agreed to work together with them. The biggest one obviously being insulation for private houses, getting a big scheme in place to provide support for people to insulate their houses. National said they wanted to talk to us about it, they wanted to work with us about it, they were willing to stump up some, a decent amount of money. So we said, well, why wouldn't you? What would the principal thing to do surely is to make some gains around that. It's green policy, it's good for the country, good for the environment, why not?
One of the strangest features of this by-election to me is that three of the candidates are sitting MPs, so you've already got the job, you're not dependent on this. And you're actually effectively voting for Cam Calder in one case, and someone Dave Clendon for the Greens. Out last night in Wellington, no one could name who it was for the Greens or for ACT. I mean, it's a strange feature, isn't it? I mean, why isn't Dave Clendon standing?
We decided to run me as co-leader. We did have a long discussion about it because Dave is from Auckland and has some connections with Unitech in the electorate. We wanted to make a really strong statement, and clearly by putting up the co-leader, we were making a very strong statement that we were serious, dead serious about winning it, that we thought the issues in the electorate deserve that kind of leadership attention. And we also wanted to say to the people of Mount Albert, hey, you've had a leader in the past, why vote for a backbencher? You can have another leader now.
It is a strange thing for democracy, though, isn't it? The way that you know, three of these possible outcomes actually result in someone completely unknown coming into power.
I think it's an aspect of MMP which if we could have a sensible discussion about reforming MMP without saying, oh, we have to chuck it out, it would be one of the things that I think should be on the table, because I myself was genuinely surprised to find out that was the effect of it.
The suggestion has been that...
I always just ask Graham Edgler to explain it to me.
The suggestion has been that, I think Jim Anderton put it forward, didn't he, that if an MP, sitting MP, wants to stand for a by-election, they should first resign their seat and then reapply, which I don't see anyone doing.
No, I think that's a bit harsh. I mean, but I think we could certainly look at the rule that says you get an extra MP in, because, you know, the Greens would get a 10th MP in, which is great for the Greens, but I'm not sure that's really what the voters would expect the way the system should work.
Now, regardless of what happens in this by-election, do you think in the long term the Green Party needs to have the safety of an electorate MP?
I'm not concerned that the Greens are going to drop under 5. I feel like our time has come and we're going to go from strength to strength. But if for us, it's the next step. We had Coromandel, but the nature of that seat was always going to be hard to hold. And so I'd like to think we're going to increase our party vote in time, but we're also going to start to win some electorates. And that means reaching out into the suburbs and seeing, you know, can the Greens bridge that to a much larger audience and a much larger support base? And I think that we can, but, you know, this is a test.
It's interesting, though, that the Wellington Central, which is where you registered your highest party vote in the election, happens to have quite a popular Labour MP. It's sort of ironic, isn't it?
It is ironic. I mean, we got 21% of the party vote in Wellington Central. Grant's there now, and I think Grant's going to stay there, to be honest. I mean, you know, we'll certainly run against him again and do our best, but, I'm not super hopeful at the moment.
I mean, the funny thing, actually, is about Wellington Central. It's the most educated, most highly paid electorate in the country.
And yet they vote Green.
Yeah. Because, you know, to believe some people, you're a pack of closet commies, and yet that electorate gives you your best return out of the... What do you make of that?
Well, the demographics of the Green vote are consistent, actually, internationally. What you get is the more education you have, the more likely you are to vote Green. I mean, that's just the facts of it. When you look at our membership, it's chock-a-block full of people with PhDs. People who've had the time and the opportunity to get some education and to have a good look at where the world's going, it's hard not to take sustainability issues pretty damn seriously. And not everyone has that opportunity. We're really lucky. And I myself have been really lucky to have access to education. So it doesn't surprise me, but by that I don't mean to say that if you don't have education, you can't vote Green. Obviously not.
Now, getting back to Mount Albert, if we can for a second, obviously, the roading and the tunnel argument has been a big issue. And talking to the people, what else do you think's on their mind? I mean, Melissa Lee has been arguing big on law and order.
I think Melissa Lee has got a point. I mean, obviously, the way that she chose to make it was a bit unfortunate. But there's no question that issues of crime are serious. And I think that we actually should be having a mature discussion as a society about how you deal with that. Three strikes and you're out, tough on crime, all that nonsense, which is just strutting, doesn't have any effect. We actually do need to have a serious discussion about looking at the causes of crime, looking at inequality and poverty, looking at why some particular groups seem to be trapped in poverty. So that's obviously an issue. It's also obviously an issue about the recession. The Greens have been putting forward a green stimulus package, whereby the package that we, you know, to create jobs actually also moves our economy in a sustainable direction. There's a number of local issues. I talked about some of them before, St. Luke's, the Balmoral McDonald's, there's the, all those kinds of issues. So it's like any electorate, people have a diverse range of interests and concerns. But for us, it's about putting up a big vision as well. It's about saying, this is a battle between the future and the past. You know, are we going to be stuck in 1950s motorway building mode forever, or can we make the transition towards a greener transport? The next $1.5 billion, let's spend it on things that actually reduce congestion, unlike motorways, which increase congestion. Can't we get out of the 1950s?
Well, on that last little soapbox, we'll leave it there. Russell Norman, thank you very much for your time, and all the best for the campaign.
Thank you very much.
And of course, if you're lucky enough to live in the Mount Albert area, you can vote on June the 13th. Coming up after the break, we talk to Hendrik Hertzberg, senior editor and columnist for The New Yorker, and we have a chat to Janie Godley from the Comedy Festival.